I'd like to welcome to the program Ida Kavafian. She is the artistic director of music from Angel Fire, and we are making a kind of annual tradition of it.
I know, this is fun. This has become a really fun tradition.
So you are doing music from Angel Fire, which begins this coming weekend, and the theme this year is something that you will have to explain, To Bees and Not To Bees and Beyond.
Well, it's the full title is To Bees and Not To Bees, Bach, Beethoven, and Beyond.
Bach, Beethoven, and Beyond.
Right. And so it's a little play on Shakespeare's quote, and also a play on that and on the phrase that we use a lot as classical musicians, the three Bs, which are Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. So we're just going with the two Bs and then going with a Beyond, which is just a reference to just about everything else that we're playing, which is a great variety of music, including two world premieres.
Let's talk about those.
Okay. Well, our composer in residence this year is Roberto Sierra. And, of course, he's well-known to this area because he was composer here in Santa Fe for the festival a couple of years ago. So he is of Puerto Rican descent, but he's a really interesting man and an interesting composer because the way that he's melded his roots and his training, which is more traditional European training, really has sort of created his own language in a very unique and very appealing way. So we're excited to have him. He's writing a new piece for us. He's written a new piece for us, and it's for piano quartet, and that will be premiered on our series.
And you've got another premiere?
We have another premiere because we have a young artist composer in residence as well. We have a young artist program, which is has been in existence now for about 10 years. And I bring about 10 or 12 students from the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where I teach, and a number of our musicians teach. And these are extraordinary musicians, extraordinary young artists that usually go on to great careers. Most of them make their living in music, which, of course, these days is not an easy thing. Curtis is a conservatory where you can only get in on merit, and so it's an all-scholarship, tuition-free, 160 students, 90 faculty.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It's amazing. It's like the Hogwarts of music. it's just the most amazing place. And so
one wizard for every three students.
That's right. But I have a wealth of these young artists to choose from, and they all love coming out here to be part of the festival. They do a lot of outreach in the area schools all over northern New Mexico, and then they mix in groups with us, and of course they learn so much by just being able to observe and see what it's like to really be a professional musician, a professional chamber musician.
The Beethoven is, of course, well, one of my own personal favorites of all time, but you're doing some cycles. Let's see, the complete piano cycle.
Yes, the piano trio cycle. Exactly. We open with that on Friday, the 19th, which is our first night in Angel Fire. And I think it's really interesting to hear all six of these major works, these piano trios of Beethoven, because the way that it sort of spans his life gives you a sort of insight, not just into his music, but into his life. And the first one is Opus 1, number 1. Well, you can't get any earlier than that. And so you have this feeling of sort of carefree, sort of Haydn-esque style, maybe something that has absolutely no looking forward to the travails that he went through later in his life. And so you have that, but you hear more of the music and more of the subsequent periods of composition, you get a feeling for what he was going through, and it's sort of just spans his entire life, and we end with the Archduke Trio, which I think has this kind of serenity, this sort of resignation, this sort of monumental piece, just an amazing, great work of art that really you can feel that all of the trouble that he went through in his life.
And so when you hear a cycle like that, it's sort of like a nonverbal kind of biography of the composer.
Exactly. Very well put. Yes.
Yeah. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And then the Bach. Tell us about how you chose the Bach pieces.
Well, some things come together like a giant jigsaw puzzle. And there were a few Bach projects at Curtis this year that were very interesting that I thought would be great for the audiences at Music from Angel Fire. One was an arrangement of the Goldberg Variations. And, of course, you're a keyboard fan, so you know the Goldberg Variations.
Yeah.
And it's an arrangement for string trio by Sid Govetsky, a great violinist.
Really? Oh, how
it's
interesting.
It's really a cool arrangement because what you get is the great music. I mean, there's nothing added, nothing left out. It's exactly what he wrote. But you have it on three instruments, string instruments, violin, viola, and cello. And so you get this kind of individual voice in addition to this sort of structural masterpiece.
It's the exact same notes.
Exact
just
same
divided notes. Out among three instruments.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really challenging. I think the parts are hugely difficult. But
you'd think it'd be easier since they have to play a third of what the pianist plays.
Well, that's another way to look at it. But a lot of the passage work is really kind of awkward because it lies better on the piano or on a keyboard.
Uh-huh.
So on a string instrument with the four strings, it's a little bit awkward. But my husband, Steve Tenenbaum, who's the violist in the group, he did this project at Curtis. And two of the students that he did it with are joining us this summer. And so that's going to be special. So once I started thinking about presenting that, then it sort of became one of the themes of the festival. And I sort of just went with that, with the Bach theme, and culminating really with our Baroque concert. I think it's on the 31st of August, which is a Bach family concert. So we have two works of Bach, and then one work each of JCWF and CPE, the sons, three of his sons.
So Bach is not just J.S. Bach. It's, of course,
exactly
that prolific family.
Yes.
So are you playing in it? You're a violinist yourself.
I am. I'll be working pretty hard. I'm doing the Beethoven's trio cycle, so I'll be doing that. And then I'll be playing in the Baroque concert. And then the night after the Baroque concert, we have a kind of a neat idea of Bach concerti, violin concerti. We start with one for one violin, then the famous double concerto for two violins, and then an arrangement of the keyboard triple concerto. So it's sort of a growing of violin forces, and it's really a wonderful concert, done without intermission. And those concerts are at the United Church of Angel Fire, which is one of the most beautiful venues you can imagine, just perfect for this kind of thing. So we move our harpsichord over there, and we do this Bach concert. And it begins with a conversation between the audience and myself, and usually I have a guest with me, and quite an extensive conversation, more so than, the usual introductions that we do at the concerts.
We're talking to Ida Kavafian, Artistic Director of Music from Angel Fire, which begins this weekend and goes through early September. Now, this is all in northern New Mexico, Angel Fire, Taos, a couple of other venues in north of Santa Fe.
Yes, exactly. Las Vegas, Raton.
And you also do outreach and have all kinds of educational programs.
That's right. Our Curtis students, our young artist program, takes music to all the area schools, or I should say many of the area schools. And we have between 30 and 40 concerts that they present in the schools. I think what's lucky about our festival is it takes place at a time when school has opened. A lot of summer festivals.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Because schools open way before Labor Day, which they didn't when I was in
exactly.
school.
Exactly. That's what I remember. Labor Day was the beginning of school. But here in New Mexico, they open before. And a lot of the summer festivals take place before the schools are open. So we're lucky that ours takes place when the schools have opened and we can go in and do these programs for them.
Now, you've got some featured groups who are playing.
Yes, I have two fabulous groups that are coming to play for us. The Imani Winds, woodwind quintet that is just so captivating. I know that they've played here in Santa Fe before. And they are five brilliant musicians who have taken this genre and just to a whole other level. What I love, and they will be doing some of that, is they do an incredible family kind of youth concert. And they just make the music so fun and accessible. And it sounds like a little bit of a cliche, but in their case, it's really an amazing thing to watch. And then the other group is Time for Three,
who are playing this coming Friday at Chamber Music. There's kind of overlap between Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival and Music from Angel Fire. You're playing in both. A few of the same pieces are being played, and Time for Three is playing.
That's right. And you know what's great, Mary Charlotte, about this that what you just brought up is Mark Nykruk, who's the artistic director here in Santa Fe at the Chamber Music Festival. He has such an incredible festival going on, and so such great success, and I think he recognizes that there's really nothing wrong with having some of the same musicians. A lot of times in the past, in other places, other artistic directors have been really kind of possessive about their music and their musicians, and I think Mark doesn't need to feel that way. He already has such a wonderful festival going, and I asked him if it was all right if I brought Time for Three after they played here, and he was just fine with it. I think anybody who loves them enough will like hearing them twice. And
who are they? Tell us a little bit about their music.
Okay, that's a category that is really difficult to
yeah.
This will be interesting. For
and we're going to have them on the air this Friday morning.
Yes, yes. Oh, I should give you some funny questions to ask them because you know they are all three Curtis students. They were students of ours at the Curtis Institute, and that's where they met. And they always loved improvising and doing kind of fiddling kind of music and jazz and gypsy and incorporating it into their classical training. It's really a style that's I haven't heard another group that comes near this kind of individual
gypsy,
style.
Gypsy, classical,
everything.
Little bit. Okay.
Lots of fiddling, country fiddling.
Country fiddling.
Yeah.
Well, here we're going to play a little bit of their music on Friday morning as well, so people get to hear.
That will be
hear.
Great. You know, and one of the members was a violin student of mine, Zachary Depew. And so it's really wonderful to see him have such success in his career. You know, he's the concertmaster of the Indianapolis Symphony. I don't know how he finds time for his group, but they manage, and I would imagine he's a very busy man.
As a classical violinist, you have incredible training. You practice more than most of us would think humanly possible. And then you're confronted with something like country fiddling. Like, how does that fit into your brain space as a classical?
I'm in awe. I am so in awe of these. You know, I did some work with Mark O'Connor these last few, well, over the years, I've done quite a lot of work with him in touring and recording some of his works. And I just, my jaw drops every time I hear him play and watch him play. And I actually use a lot of his bow techniques I talk about with my students because there's such a lack of tension in his playing and his physique, and he is so facile and so natural. And of course, that's something that we all strive for. So I just watch them and just, you know, with my mouth gaping open. It's just amazing playing.
Ida Kavafian is Artistic Director of Music from Angel Fire. They're on the web at musicfromangelfire.org. And the season is this weekend through the 4th of September, so August 19th through September 4th. And you can get tickets by going to the website and also by calling the toll-free number 888-377-3300. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to next year.
Look forward to this year.
Thank you.